Iran's official news agency said today former U.S. National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane and four other Americans were jailed in Tehran for 5 days recently after they arrived on a secret diplomatic mission. The report quoted the Speaker of Iran's parliament as saying President Reagan sent the group to Tehran posing as aircraft crewmen. He said they carried with them a Bible signed by the president and a cake. He said the presents were designed to improve relations between the two countries. Neither the Reagan administration nor McFarlane had any comment on the report. There were published reports in the Middle East that hostage David Jacobson was freed as a result of negotiations between the United States and Iran. Asked about that today, Anglican Church envoy Terry Waite said he didn't want to comment on the political dynamics. But Waite said he may know within the next 24 hours from his contacts if he will be returning to Beirut to negotiate the release of more hostages. Jacobson was reunited with his family today, but again said his joy could not be complete until the other hostages are freed. He appeared on the hospital balcony with his family and talked with reporters. Hospital Director Colonel Charles Maffitt says Jacobson needs to communicate with people now.
He likes to talk, whether that be to a group of press or to individual physicians. Once you get him started on a subject, he wants to talk because he hasn't been able to do that.
Maffitt says Jacobson is in good health and will not need follow-up medical care. A low to moderate turnout is reported across the nation so far on this election day. Voters are choosing members of the 100th Congress, 34 senators, and all 435 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. One of the big questions is which party will control the Senate after today's voting.